Church History Then and Now. Recent changes in the missionary age requirements and the new Sunday learning experience for youth remind us that church history is always evolving, with your membership and experience being a special part. Notice how the church has grown over the years and look forward to how it will change during your lifetime. You can play an important part in it as you prepare to serve God and His kingdom. Temples built throughout the world. Your part. As temples continue to be built throughout the world, think about how you can participate in temple work. Talk with your family about the possibility of attending the temple to do baptisms for the dead. You can participate in family search to find ancestors who may not yet have received their saving ordinances in the temple, and always live worthy of a temple recommend. Number of stakes since 1830. 100 stakes in 1829, and in 2012, 3,000. As you can see, the church is growing faster than ever before. Read Elder M. Russell Ballard's quote, and then think about the special gifts you have been given and can keep developing to help the church reach individuals throughout the world. You will have many opportunities as you are true and faithful to the doctrine and gospel of Christ, says Elder Ballard. Consider writing in your journal or talking with your family about the decisions you will make in your youth and how you are preparing now to be worthy to serve the Lord in church callings and other opportunities in the future. You are the future church leaders. In the church, your leaders at the ward, stake, and general levels will be inspired to call you to serve in those callings that you have prepared yourself for as a result of your wise choices to keep the commandments of God. 30 years from now, the leadership of the church will largely depend on how well each one of you is prepared to fulfill the calls to serve in the church that will come to you. Suppose the church creates 100 stakes a year. That means by 2040, just 30 years from now, the number of stakes will have doubled to approximately 6,000. Now ask yourself, where are the 6,000 stake presidents? Where are their first counselors, second counselors, executive secretaries, clerks? Where are the 6,000 times 12, or 72,000 high counselors? And suppose that every stake has an average of 10 units, where are the 60,000 bishops, first counselors, second counselors, executive secretaries, clerks, elders' quorum presidents, and their counselors? Release Society, young women, and primary presidents and counselors, and on, where are they? You are they. Will you be ready to accept the callings that the Lord will extend to you? I pray with all of my heart that you'll do those things tonight that you need to do if you need to make some course corrections in the way you're living. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Follow the doctrine and gospel of Christ. Church Educational System Fireside, November 7, 2010, LDS.org. Church Membership Since 1830. In 1830, we had 280 members. In 2011, 14,441,346 members. Your part. Think about what you can do to share the gospel today. Consider praying for opportunities to be a missionary in your youth. Young man, prepare now to be a full-time missionary. Church milestones in your lifetime. September 23, 1995. The Family of Proclamation to the World is issued by the First Presidency and Council of the 12 Apostles. February 28, 1996. Church membership outside the United States, 4,720,000, exceeds church membership inside it, 4,719,000. November 2, 1996. Latter-day Saint Charities, a charitable nonprofit corporation, is established to help the church give aid to the needy around the world. October 4, 1997, President Gordon B. Hinckley announces that small temples will be built in remote areas. May 24, 1999, the Family Search website is officially launched. January 1, 2000, The Living Christ, the Testimony of the Apostles, is issued by the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. September 2000, Church membership has more non-English-speaking members than English-speaking members. October 1, 2000, the church's 100th temple, the Boston, Massachusetts Temple, is dedicated. March 31, 2001, the Perpetual Education Fund is announced to help youth in developing areas rise out of poverty through loans for training or advanced education. January 11, 2003, the first global church leadership training meeting is broadcast via satellite, reaching more than 97% of priesthood leaders. August 1, 2004, church membership in Mexico reaches 1 million members, the first country outside the United States to do so. November 2004, Preach My Gospel is introduced to help prepare and strengthen missionaries. June 24, 2007, President Hinckley announces that an estimated 1 million missionaries have served since the organization of the church in 1830. November 28, 2008, virtue was added as a new value in the Personal Progress Program. September 13, 2009, the First Presidency announces the publication of the LDS edition of the Bible in Spanish. April 3, 2010, a new Fulfilling My Duty to God booklet is announced, which helps young men focus on the process of learn, act, share, and their priesthood duties. April 23, 2011, over 150 million copies of the Book of Mormon have been printed. January 22, 2012, Church Educational Systems celebrates the 100th anniversary of LDS Seminary. September 12, 2012, Come Follow Me, a new learning resource for youth, is announced to enhance gospel study at home and in Sunday classrooms. October 6, 2012, President Thomas S. Monson announces new lowered age requirements for full-time missionary service, 18 for young men and 19 for young women. End of the article, Church History Then and Now.